Since 1985, the Philadelphia-based band The Dead Milkmen have been a mainstay of college radio with their unique brand of music. WVGU caught up with the Milkmen on March 6th at the Nectarine Ballroom in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Backstage before the show, we talked to the guys, better known as Rodney Anonymous, Jasper Thread, Dean Clean, and Dave Blood. WVGU is proud to present this special look at The Dead Milkmen.
The Dead Milkmen's latest album is called Beelzebubba. We asked them about their plans to release an EP featuring a remix of a song from that album, Smokin' Banana Peels, plus five unreleased tracks from the Beelzebubba sessions. Dave Blood revealed that the EP is still in the planning stages.
Still, right now, it's not been done. We'll see what's going on. We're just doing stuff for the remix. We had Don Was and Was Not Was remixed the Smokin' Banana Peels. And there are several dance mixes and alternate mixes, and we're just kind of deciding what we're going to do with the whole thing.
Next, we asked them if they had a video coming out to accompany the song.
yet.
Not yet? A
couple months.
Did you make it already?
Yeah, it's made.
We've hard made it once. Like,
it hasn't been edited.
Oh, I see the video.
So we think about
they're gonna edit 17 different versions.
Yeah.
There's enough film.
So each time it'll be shown, people will see
there's
like
enough
a different
film to make like a 3-hour. It doesn't make a 3-hour video. But we don't have 3 hours worth of music for it.
So we're thinking about just looping a song. I don't know. You think that's a good idea?
I feel like seeing yourself on MTV now. Is that weird for you?
It's
definitely
not like looking in a mirror. It's sort of different.
Well, we don't have cable at our house.
I have cable, but I don't watch MTV. So I don't really don't see us.
At least it's better than Winger, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
I'd rather look at us than Winger.
We're keeping like Vixen off.
We told the Dead Milkmen that their latest album was very popular at WBGU and that all their songs were some of the most requested at the station. They seemed pleased by this.
Thank you, BGU people.
We asked lead singer Rodney Anonymous if it was true that the man on the cover of Beelzebubba was really his father.
Rodney Sr. is really cool.
Actually,
he was dying to do it.
He's a star.
He loved him. My mom was just, she's been in it.
I read he got sick on his cigar, though.
Yes, he did. He blew a chunk. He's never smoked in his life.
He enjoyed it at the time.
Yeah,
later on.
Well, he was pretending like, yeah, this is great. I'm like, Dad, you never, he's like 50 years old. I'm like, Dad, you never smoked in your life. That thing's going to make you puke. He's like, no. As soon as everybody packed up and left, he went in the bathroom and I saw him turning green, right? I was like getting his way, like, how are you, Dad? What's up? He's like, I'm broke. I'm like, yeah. So that was pretty fun.
Next, we asked them how they felt about touring.
Oh, it's a living hell.
Going in a circle.
I need paper.
I can't get out of it.
Then Moebius
strip.
You plan to tour Europe?
No, never.
Never.
Absolutely
I
not.
I don't want to go to communist
Europe.
In Europe.
Nor do they want us there.
They want us there. We don't want them. We're proud.
Why?
We're happy
Why
to be Americans. You can't get Velvet Elvis paintings in Europe.
They don't want us to disturb their nation. We won't go over there and disturb it.
Rodney Anonymous explained why the band members constantly change their names.
It's a lot easier than changing members. Yeah.
Bassist Dave Blood, with a little help from Rodney on backing vocals, tried to explain the origins of the Dead Milkmen.
In the year one, the Dead Milkmen formed. And then 2 years later, we did our first record. And up till now, it's been a constant struggle maintaining the integrity and musical purity of what we do. And what we've done to
evolution has played a major part
in our early development.
Yeah.
So the training was really hectic. All four of us using the potty at the same time, it didn't work.
Hey Jack, what's happening?
I don't know.
Well, rumor around town says you might be thinking about going down to the shore.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go down to the shore.
What are you going to do down there?
I don't know. Play some video games, buy some Def Leppard t-shirts.
Don't forget your Motley Crue t-shirt. You know, all proceeds go to get their lead singer out of jail.
Uh-huh.
Can't wait to go down. Hey, are you going to check out the sandbar while you're down there?
What's the sandbar?
It's a place that lets 16-year-old kids drink.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, hey, guess who's gonna be there?
Who?
My favorite cover band, Crystal Shit.
Wow.
Yeah, they do a tour show. I'm really impressed. In fact, it goes a little like this. Love me two times, baby. Love me twice today. Love me two times, girl, 'cause I got AIDS. Love me two times, baby, once for tomorrow, once 'cause I got AIDS. Pretty good Jim Morrison in prison there. I hope those guys have a good sense of humor and don't take us into court.
What's the court?
Never mind that. The important thing
here... You mean
here,
the people's court?
No, that's another story. The important thing here is that we get to the part where you ask me how I'm going to get down to the shore.
Oh, how are you getting down to the shore?
Funny you should ask. I've got a car now.
Oh, wow. How'd you get a car?
Oh, my folks drove it up here from the Bahamas.
You're kidding.
It must be. The Bahamas are islands. Okay, the important thing here is that you ask me what kind of car it is.
What kind of car do you got? I've got a bitchin' Camaro.
Dead Milkmen love to get mail, and to keep in touch with all their friends and fans out there, they produce the Dead Milkmen newsletter. Number 42 was the most recent issue put out, and we asked guitarist Jasper Thread when we can expect the next issue of the Dead Milkmen newsletter.
Well, someday we'll make number 43.
Right. We're thinking about it. We're not going to be home for a while, so we might not get a chance to write.
When the Dead Milkmen's third album came out, the question on everyone's mind was, who is Bucky Fellini? We asked lead singer Rodney Anonymous.
Something I saw on the wall. Actually, we were telling people it's a combination of Bookmaster Fuller and Federico Fellini. But actually, it was just on a wall. I once saw Bucky F. says, and there was a quote after it. I just said, Bucky Fellini.
My way. Came here to straight, not to get laid. So why don't you just go on home? If you want to moan, you have to moan alone. You'll dance to anything. By book of love, you'll dance.
to anything by the Smiths. You'll dance to anything by James Pascomo. You'll dance to anything by Public Image Limited. You'll dance to anything by Naked Truth. You'll dance to anything by any bunch of stupid Europeans who come over here with their big hairdos intent on taking our money instead of giving your cash where it belongs to a decent American artist like myself. You'll dance to anything.
We asked Jasper Thread if there was one special girl he had in mind when he wrote the song Punk Rock Girl.
Now that song is for every single punk rock girl that goes out and buys our record.
Saturday I took a walk to Zipperhead. I met a girl there and she almost knocked me dead. Punk rock girl, please look at me. What do you see? Let's travel around the world, just you and me, punk rock girl. I tapped her on the shoulder and said, do you have a bell? She looked at me and smiled and said she did not know. Punk rock girl, give me a chance. Let's go slam dance to a dress like Minnie Pearl, just you and me, punk rock girl. We went to the Philly Pizza Company and ordered some hot tea. The waitress said, well, no, we only have it iced. So we jumped up on the table and shouted anarchy. And someone played a Beach Boys song on the jukebox. It was California Dreaming, so we started screaming on such a winter's day. She took me to her parents for a Sunday meal. Her father took one look at me and he began to squeal. Punk rock girl, it makes no sense. Your daddy's the vice president, rich as the Duke of Earl. Yeah, you're for me, punk rock girl. Shopping mall and laughed at all the shoppers, and security guards trailed us to a record shop. We asked for Mojo Nixon, they said he don't work here. We said if you don't got Mojo Nixon, then your store could use some fixing. We got into a car, away we started rolling. I said how much you pay for this, said nothing man, it's stolen. Pop rock girl, you look so wild. Let's have a towel. Just you and me, eat fudge, banana, swirl. Just you and me, we'll travel around the world. Just you and me, punk rock girl.
Thanks for listening to the Dead Milkmen special, exclusively on WBGU. The interview was conducted by Fred Wright, March 6, 1989. Narrated and produced by Mary Reinkester and Fred Wright. Thanks to Joe Vuxen, Jim Grant, and the management of WBGU. And a very special thanks to the Dead Milkmen.